Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Let's see here. Look like I have Mom. Mother May, are you there?
Mom?
Can you hear me?
Hubert?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is Angela with you also?
Yeah, right here. Hello.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. And we also have Auntie Carrie. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. So, Auntie Betty, if you want to pick up in Deuteronomy while we're waiting for others to call in.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 1.
I'm echoing.
I hear. Yeah, we're in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go and possess it, as the Lord God thy Father has said unto thee. Fear not, it will be disturbed. And ye... Somewhere I'm echoing. Is that bothering you guys?
No, ma'am. We do hear it, but it's not bothering me.
Okay. Okay. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord thy God thy Father has said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what city we shall come. And the saying pleased me well. And I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and went up into the mountain and came unto the valley of Eshkol and searched it out. And they took up the fruit of the land in their hand and they brought it down unto us. And they brought us word again and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God does give us. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord your God. And you murmured in your tent and said, because the Lord hate us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Whether shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is great The people is great and tall than we. The city are great and water up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the son of the Ammonites there. Then I said unto the dreadful, not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goes before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how the Lord thy God bare thee as a man does bear his son, and all the way that they went until ye came unto this place. Yet in the thing you did do, believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search out of the place to pitch your tent in, and fire by night to show you by what way you should go, and in the cloud by day. And the Lord heard the voice of your word, and were wroth, and sware, saying, surely there shall come not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land, which I swear to give unto your father. So Caleb the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he has trodden upon, and to his children, because he has wholly followed the Lord. Also the Lord was angry with me for your saying, thou also shalt not go in thither, but Joshua the son of Nun, which standing before thee, he shall go up hither and encourage him, for he shall call Israel to inherit. Moreover, you little one, which you said should be a priest, and your children, which is that day, has no knowledge between good and evil. They shall go in hither, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then he answered and said unto me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God command us. And when we have girded on every man his weapon of war, ye was ready to go up into the hills. And the Lord said unto me, said unto them, go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest you be smitten before your enemies. So I spoke unto you, and you would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and you went presumptuously up into the hills. And the Amorites, which dwell in the mountain, came out against you, and chased you, as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even unto Hamar. And ye returned, and you wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not harden unto your voice, not give ear unto you. So ye bore in Kadesh many days, according unto the day that he bore there. Amen, amen. I read the entire chapter of Deuteronomy chapter 1.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. We did
amen.
Not have any further callers.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead with our program. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Mother May. Amen.
And amen.
Okay. Holy Father, We come to you once again in our, for our family prayer. We ask that you bless this line and loose your angel to protect us as we share our prayer with you. Oh, Lord, open up our heart to receive your spirit right now. Help us to listen to your word. Guide our mind and accept the teaching that we receive in the moment we spend together today. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Mom. Let's see here. I'll do roll call once again, and then we'll go ahead. I have Angela, Mother May, Auntie Betty. Auntie Carrie, are you with Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Auntie Carrie and myself. Okay, Hubert, do you have any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, that'll be coming out of Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet water. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read from Proverbs 3. My son, forget not thy law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let no mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them around the neck, write them upon the tablet of thine heart, so thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with thy first fruit of thy increase. So shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary in his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrects, even as the father, the son whom he delights. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mary, out of Proverbs. Next, I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
No, I passed tonight.
Okay, all right. Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. It said, comfort ye, my people, says your God. Speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her welfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough place plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grave, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fading, because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grave. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Isaiah. I will go next, and my reading is out of the, I think it's the Joel Osteen. It said, think the way God thinks. No man has ever seen, heard, or even imagined the wonderful thing God has in store for who loves the Lord. You can get the reading out of 1 Corinthians. No matter where you are in life right now, God has much more in store for you. God wants to take you to new levels in every area of your life. He wants to give you more wisdom so you can make better decisions. He wants to give you stronger anointing so you can have greater influences. He wants to bless you financially so you can be a blessing to others. So don't get stuck in the same old rut. There's so much more to life. God has new frontiers for you to explore and higher mountains to climb. I can tell you with great confidence that your best days are right out in front of you. So start expecting the unexpected and look at life through your eyes of faith. When you do, God will show up and begin to work things out in your favor. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, next we have Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Jonah, the 4th chapter, 1 through 11, and the 7th said, open up. Jonah was exclusive, but God was inclusive. Jonah wanted God for Jonah, but God wanted Jonah for the world. Jonah felt his own pain, but God wanted Jonah to feel the world pain. Jonah became angry with God for his compassion, but God wanted Jonah to have compassion. We prefer category rather than collusion. We prefer comfort zone. We harbor dislike for the unlike. We say, it's my way or the highway. My church, my denomination, my theological, my style, my crew, and my God. But clearly, there is enough for God to go around. Into our world of comfort, God may send a word of erod, it from root to stem. And while that worm is on the pole, it may cut away our protection and our shadow continues. Our choice is clear. Open up or be eaten up. Which will you choose? Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Jonah. So I complete the first round. Let's see, we're at the second shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, second shut-in led by Auntie Terry.
Father, we come to you now asking you that you bless the sick, the shut in. Lord, you know what their needs are better than we are. We know, Lord, we just ask that you lay your loving arms around them, protect them, and guide them to what they need to do. Lord, we just pray for the medical team, whoever working on them. Lord, we just pray that everything will go well with all the sick and all the shut in. The people that are sick in their mind, Lord, we ask that you touch them too.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that sick and shut in prayer, Auntie Carrie. We did have another caller to call in. Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes, I'm just listening.
Amen. Good evening.
Amen.
Okay, all right. We have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and we have 2 weeks to honor. We have birthdays for the week of June 16th through the 29th. Any birthdays?
Kenny Nellon was on the 20.
Kenny Nellon?
Yeah.
Yeah, had a birthday last week.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what. Thursday, I think.
Yeah, with Thursday.
Okay, any other birthdays that we need to recognize? Okay, let's see here. Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. And many, many more.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Let's see, we'll go right into our praise report, testimony, song of prayer, for even more Bible verses. And I will start out with Mom. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Coming out of the reading, number 6, 23 through 22.
I'm sorry, Mom. Can you repeat that, please?
I'm coming out of the red book, and it's number 6, 23 through 26, blessing the prayer of the others. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we pray that you will bless us and you will keep us. We pray that you will make your face shine upon us and be gracious to us. We pray that you will lift up your countenance upon us and fill us with your peace. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the blessing that you have already bestowed upon us. And we ask you, Lord, to cleanse our mind from all thoughts or perceived ideas that do not conform to your perfect will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord, to present our mind from deceiving us in any way by covering us with your precious blood that you may believe and think in your will for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray this blessing with thanksgiving, and we thank you, Lord, for giving us the blessing that is taught about in your word in
number 6:23-26. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the Red Prayer Book. Next, I'll go to T. Carrie. Any praise support testimony song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm reading First in Colossians 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things, not on things on earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hidden in Christ, in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members upon the earth, fornicating, uncleanness, idolatry, affectionate, and concubinage, and covetousness with idolatry. For which thing sake the wrath of God comes to the children of disobedience, in which we also walk sometimes when we live in them. But now we also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of our mouth, out of your mouth. Lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deed. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Nati Carey out of Colossians. I will go next, and mine is a poem dedicated to Father's Day.
Amen.
Father's Day. I ask the Lord to bless you as I pray for you today, to guide you and protect you as you go along your way. His love is always with you. His promises are true. And when you give him all your cares, you know he'll see you through. So when the road you're traveling seems difficult at best, just remember, I'm here praying that God will do the rest. Amen.
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 And amen. Okay, next I have Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'd like to thank you for the card, for the Father's Day card. It was wonderful. And I'll be coming out the Ring Prayer Book with blessings. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I ask you to cover me with your anointing, glory, and tangible presence. Give me a fresh new release and flow in my inner man with rivers of living water, springing forth abundantly with life abundant. Fill me to overflow with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint me to hear your voice, not that of a stranger. Give me your eyes to see spiritually, and a Lord's heart, and a heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Help me to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will. Fill me with your gifts and your blessings, Lord Jesus. I ask you to pour out your anointing on me and to receive your anointing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I ask you to let your love so brightly shine through me and to others as act of your worship to you. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading here with out of the Red Prayer Book. Let's see here. Auntie Betty,
Do you have any praise report, testimony song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I want to let y'all know that my sister was down here visiting with us today, Dot, and we had a wonderful time.
Amen.
And I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. In unto his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that praise report. And the sisters got together. Amen.
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 Auntie Betty, thank you for the reading out of Psalms.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. Angela, are you just a listener, or you want to share a praise report or a testimony?
Listen to Bible verse. Coming out of First
I'm sorry?
Peter 1. Coming out of 1 Peter 1, 8.
Okay.
Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressibly and filled with glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of 1 Peter. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, is there anything you would like to share with the group tonight, a praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
I just want to thank my sister for having me over to her house. We had a good time today at church, and I really enjoyed it. And I also want to thank my sister Carrie, although she stayed busy all the time, but I still thank her.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sound like y'all had a wonderful time. Amen.
We did.
Awesome. That is awesome. God is good.
All the time.
Amen. Okay. That completes that part of the program. We are on the closing prayer. So if everyone would bow their heads for the closing prayer, please. I'm sorry, we didn't discuss this, but anyone doing a closing prayer?
I'll do it.
You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, and it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Angela. And I don't know if I thank you, Auntie God, for sharing your praise report. Thank you. And let's see here. Do we have any takers for any parts for next week? We have the reading out of Deuteronomy.
I read.
Who is
Carrie
that?
Cody.
Your
Auntie Carrie Cody.
Doing the reading. Okay. Anyone for the sick and shut in? How about the blessing of the prayer line?
Auntie Betty.
Okay. Closing prayer.
I'll do the closing. It's Angela.
Angela. Okay. All right. Okay, so I have Auntie Carrie, Deuteronomy, Auntie Betty doing the blessing of the prayer line, and Angela doing the closing of the prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations. Bless our schools and the prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Love
good night.
You.
Love you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you have new opportunity for us to experience increase in victory in every area of our life. Teach us how to think like you, to see ourselves the way that you see us, and to experience all you have for us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, in the Nellum family, we wish you blessed week. Good night. Love you all.